responding to negativity with kindness. The Quran describes God's beloved servants as those who forgive when angered, 42:37. This principle is central to Islamic teachings, urging believers to respond to negativity with kindness. The Prophet Muhammad emphasized this by stating that true strength lies in controlling anger. He said, "The strong man is not the one who can overpower others in physical strength, but the strong one is the one who controls himself when angry." Sahih Bukhari, this concept is beautifully illustrated through the allegory of trees. In the natural world, when humans exhale carbon dioxide, trees absorb it and release oxygen, thus sustaining life. If trees behaved like humans, releasing carbon dioxide, the world would become uninhabitable. This contrast teaches us a profound lesson. Even when faced with harm, we should respond with goodness. The Quran frequently uses nature to impart ethical lessons. For instance, the Quran advises, "Good and evil deeds are not equal. Repel evil with what is better. Then you will see that one who was once your enemy has become your dearest friend." 41:34. This verse highlights the transformative power of kindness in overcoming enmity. Just as trees improve their surroundings by converting harm into benefit, humans are called to elevate their interactions. The ethics observed in the world of trees are a practical demonstration of the higher moral standards that humans should strive for. Trees do not give back what they receive. They improve the world around them by transforming what is harmful into something beneficial. The Prophet Muhammad embodied this principle throughout his life. Despite facing persecution, hostility, and even physical attacks, he consistently responded with patience, forgiveness, and compassion. His treatment of the people of Taif, who rejected him and caused him harm, is a well-known example. Instead of cursing them or seeking revenge, he prayed for their guidance.